Come, Holy Spirit. Kindle the fire within us. Open the eyes of our hearts and see through them. Open our lips and speak through them. Set our souls on fire. Please be seated. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. We need a Mr. Rogers, I think. Would you like to be neighbors? Mr. Rogers has said to him one time, you know, he said it's a message he learned from his mom. Whenever there's trouble, look for the helpers. Look for the helpers. I think it's a wise thing for a parent to say to a child or a friend to share with a friend. Whenever there's trouble, look for the helpers. Because there's going to be trouble. You can't escape. There's going to be trouble. We live in a very troubled time. If you've been watching what's happening in the news, you know there's trouble abroad. Real fear of an outbreak of a nuclear war. And just yesterday, people who disagreed strongly on issues that are important to them, things got out of hand. And people died. Violence in Virginia. We live in a world where there's a lot for us to be rightly afraid of. Things that we do that get ourselves in places where we end up like Joseph in a pit. Because Joseph was this bratty brother. They were jealous because he was dad's favorite. He had a dream, and he told them the dream about how he's going to rule over them. He was a tattletale telling on his brothers, and they'd had enough, and they threw him in a pit. Sometimes the hard things in life happen because of things that we do to ourselves. Other times, hard things happen because in the course of life, storms come up and they threaten to overwhelm us. And just when we think things cannot get any worse, they do. And Jesus says in those moments, take heart. Take heart. Said otherwise, have courage. Have courage. It is I. He's really saying what they would understand as, I am. I am. Take heart, I am. For the Jewish people hearing that, God is with them. In those storms of life, where bad things are happening that we have a share in, that we perhaps create for ourselves or for others, or when the world comes collapsing down on top of us, when there are things happening in the world that are beyond our control, we're afraid, and rightfully so. And Jesus comes and says, I am. I am the God who has a plan for you. Take heart, I am with you. And then he says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. In that very place in which we are probably frozen with fear, or we're not acting the way we know that God would want us to, because fear has poisoned our minds and poisoned our eyes, and we find it really hard in that fear to do what God calls us to do and to be the people of God. God knows that. And God tells us, I am with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Now, very early on, though, right, we experience that kind of something fearful in the world. It happens very early on. Little Tommy was visiting church. It was the memorial chapel for the veterans. And they got there early one morning for the service at the memorial chapel for the veterans. And he's looking at this plaque that's on the wall. And he's looking and he goes, you know, there's all these like shiny things on there. And it looks like names or something that are on there. And there's little like American flags next to all that. And he's studying it. And the minister comes over to him and says, well, what you looking at, son? Well, what's this board with all these names on it? He goes, oh, well, those are all the people who died in the service. And he notices that Tommy's face goes white. He goes, are you okay, son? And Tommy says, was it the 8 o'clock or the 10:45? Fear, right? Fear. The disciples are out on this lake. Jesus has sent them out. These are seasoned sailors. They know about storms that rise up on the lake. They're doing what they've done many times before, and they're caught in this violent storm. And as if it wasn't enough stress already, that your lives are in peril and the waves are coming over the boat and you're going to sink out in the storm. On top of that, what happens? A ghost shows up. Let's just pile it on. And I think in some of our own lives, right, we've come to those places where things are not going well, and then they get worse, and then they get worse on top of that. And it's really hard sometimes in those moments to hear God's call to us, to be people of peace and love and acceptance. And we get defensive. And we do that thing that we know we shouldn't do. Do unto others before they do unto us. And that's not God's way. And God shows up in those moments and reminds us, you know, in the midst of that storm, you're not forgotten. I'm with you. I am. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. There are at least 119 references in Scripture where God or somebody speaking the Word of God says, do not be afraid. 119 times must be important. And it must be something that speaks to the human experience. That we're going to go through life finding ourselves in situations where we feel threatened and we think our lives are on the line. And God knows how we might respond in a way that is not in accord with His will. Do not be afraid. When God establishes covenant with Abraham, before He promises him that He's going to bless him with land and prosperity and children more numerous than the sands or the stars, the first thing He says to him is, do not be afraid. I am your shield. Do not be afraid. When Moses is leading the Israelite people, they've just seen the power of God, the plagues that were sent. Pharaoh has let them go, and Moses is leading them out of captivity. They come to the Red Sea, and there's a sea in front of them, and they look behind, and guess who it is? Pharaoh has sent his army. He's decided not to let them go. And there they are, stuck between a sea in front and the army coming down on them, and do you think they're afraid? And what does Moses say? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God directs him to stretch out his arms and he creates the opening in the sea and they go through. God is there in that moment of terror and panic. And God delivers them. Do not be afraid. When Joshua goes into the land of the Canaanites, and he comes into his first place where he is supposed to take on the Canaanite people. He comes to the first fortified cities, and there they are. There's a bunch of people wandering in the wilderness, and they're supposed to take on a fortified city, and they're going, but how are we going to do this? And God says to them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Be courageous. I'm with you. I know this is scary. I know you might feel threatened. I'm with you. Do not be afraid. When God, in keeping his covenant, in keeping that promise with Abraham, in keeping that when God decides to become one of us, in the incarnation, an angel comes to Joseph the earthly father of Jesus, and speaks to him in a dream, guess what he says to him? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And he comes to Mary and announces, favored one, the Lord has a plan for you. And says to her, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. And in that last act of giving his life, dying, and the resurrection scene, that Easter morning, when the women go to the tomb, this is in Matthew's gospel, the women go to the tomb and there are guards standing at the tomb. And there's an earthquake. And an angel of God comes down. And it says that the Roman soldiers were like frozen in fear. They became like dead people. And the angel speaks to the women and says to them, you know what it is, right? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You look at what's happening in the world around us and how people in their fear are lashing out at each other and killing each other and doing all manner of horrible things to divide the people of God and to destroy the world. And at this time, we get this reading today where God is reminding us once again, as my people, living according to my way, my will, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear will poison your heart. It'll poison your mind. It'll poison your eyes. It'll poison your mouth. Fear will do that. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That doesn't guarantee that the storms will not come your way. They will. Things will happen beyond your control. But what God tells us is, I will be there with you in those moments. I'm there. I am. Do not be afraid. It's up to us to have that kind of trust. To have that trust. To know that God's promises are true. That God will be there. The story of a community that had experienced several years of drought. What once used to be a very green landscape with lots of trees and gardens and forests, 3 years of drought had turned the place into a brown wasteland. All the gardens were gone. All the trees were picked clean. There was nothing left but dust and brown leaves. They're now in the third year of this, and it's a famine because of no food. And the people are walking around like human skeletons on this barren, dusty ground. Then a wise woman in the community says, we must gather and pray. We're going to gather together, and we're going to pray for rain. So they call the people from the neighboring communities to gather together, and they were trying to decide where they're going to have this prayer service, and they couldn't agree. Some were Christians. They wanted to have it in their churches. Others were Muslim. They wanted to have it in their holy sites. Some were animists. They wanted to have it by their holy trees. Nobody could agree on where they would gather. So they finally said, well, let's not do it in any of these places. Let's just have our prayer service out in the middle of this field. And so there they gather, by the hundreds, from far and wide, to pray for rain. And as they're settling in and settling down, they hear this noise behind them. It's two small children. A little girl and her little brother, she's carrying by the hand, and they're running and hooting, and they're carrying an umbrella. This big, wonderful, colorful umbrella. And by that time they got there, everybody had kind of settled into a really sort of reverent mood, getting ready to pray. And here come the kids, making all this noise. Bumping into people, poking them with the spines on the umbrella. And one particular person got really annoyed and turned around and chastised baptize them? What are you doing making all this noise? We're having a serious prayer going on. And poking people with your umbrella, upsetting this holy time. And how foolish of you. We're standing out here, look in the sky. There's not a cloud to be seen. How foolish you to bring an umbrella. We're here to pray for rain. And the little girl said, indeed we are. And that's why I brought the umbrella. You see, in spite of how the world looks, in spite of all the things that are happening around us and things that are happening the last week or the last 24, 48 hours, in spite of all that, God is with us. And God hears our prayers. And God calls us to be people who say again, as Jesus says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear will blind us to the blessings that God is always revealing. Fear will blind us to the new life that's always being offered. Fear will blind us from being the people God wants us to be. People who see new life, who call forward new life, and who bless the new things that God has given us.